Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, hey, baby. Hey, hey, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3, baby. Welcome to today's Encore show for Monday, the 2nd of January, kicking off a week. And it's great to be back with you guys. We're back into a normal week. We'll do our normal encore for Monday and Friday. And if my throat sounds just a little rough, it's because I was doing a lot of screaming and cheering and hooting and hollering for a variety of sporting events, one of which was Everton. Yes, I am. I'm an English soccer football fan. Everton playing Manchester City. Manchester City, one of the greatest teams in the world. Everton barely able to escape relegation last year, and they're barely going to be able to escape relegation this year, the way it's looking. But they somehow, some way, found a way to draw. That is 1-1, 1-1 draw with Manchester City. They pick up a point, and, you know, it's kind of a good thing. It's a good sign. So that was cool. The other thing that happened to me today, oh, you know what? I got to get some of this shit from my nose. Hold on. Testing 1-2. Okay, here we go. The other thing was, dig this. I have, at times in my life, and this is not an age thing, because this has been happening since I was in my 20s, I misjudge either the roof of my car, or in recent, I would say recent years, this height of the door. Because just to give you an example, I would get into the car before my head cleared the roof. I'd be in such a fucking hurry. I was getting in my car in front of my friend Don's apartment. I was back, this is back in the 80s. And I did not clear the roof. My head banged right into the fucking roof of the car before I got my head down and into the car. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. In recent, well, actually, I shouldn't say in recent days. This has happened twice in the last year now. And, shit, I don't know if it's the kind of car that I have, because I had a sedan for a long time, which is very low. The car that I had was low. Back in the day when I was hanging out with Don, this was back, I still was kind of driving around a little Datsun, I think B210. But now I have kind of an SUV. Now, it's a little bit higher than, I had a Blazer at one time. I had a Land Rover at one time. This car is a little bit higher than those. And the door, that is now not the roof of the car, but the door, which was, you know, coincides with the roof of the car, if you think about it. The door, I have scraped my head against the fucking door once already when I was, in other words, loading some groceries in, and I went to close it, and I hadn't cleared my head away from the opening of the door, and I closed the door partially on my fucking head. It scraped my head, because the door comes to a corner, and took a fucking, you know, scratch in the top of my head, which was fucked up enough. Then comes this past Saturday, and what was I doing? I was coming out of Whole Foods, and I don't know, you know, I get going fast, and sometimes I get agitated or irritated about something I'm thinking, and I tend to quicken my movements. And what happened was, and this is what happened. I put the shit in the car, grumbling to myself about something, and I went to close the door, and the door didn't hit the top of my head. It hit the top eyelid of my eye. This is a sharp corner of my fucking, the door in my car. Hits my eye. I feel it kind of, if you've ever had any kind of, you know, anything strike the eye, there's a certain sensation you have. It's a little bit of pain, but it's mostly sort of, I don't know, a dull, well, it's painful, but it's probably scarier than it is painful. But nonetheless, it hit my eye, and I felt it hit my eye, and I was thinking, Jesus H. Christ, what did I do? You know, I hadn't even gotten in the car looking in the mirror yet. You know, did I open something up? And I'm looking out the eye, and I can see out of the eye, and I don't see any fucking blood. And I got into the car, and I looked. Now, this is the corner of my door. This is not a round corner. It's a sharp-edge corner that hit the very top of my eyelid next to the bridge of my nose, sort of. But it hit the eyelid, and it did strike the eye. It struck the eyeball, basically. It didn't hit the eyeball direct. It was the eyelid that was covering the eyeball. All right. So all of that, why am I telling you all this shit? First of all, to tell you just how clumsy and fucked up I can be. Secondly, I get in the car, And I look at my eye and I'm fine. There's no blood. There is, my eye's not even red. There's no, it's not bloodshot. I'm going, okay, that's a break, but how could I possibly have sustained sustained that kind of bump without it doing some kind of damage, man? And sure enough, I felt what felt like pebbles or granules. You know how when you get something in your eye? That's what it felt like. It felt like I had something in my eye. Other than that, I was fine. I kept looking at my eye in the rearview mirror. It was fine. Wasn't bloody. No bloodshot. No nothing. I go, fuck. So I go home. I dump off all the shit that I got. And I decide, you know what? I think I'm going to go to urgent care. Because, hey, man, it's your eye. And I can feel, as I blink, it feels like there's a rock or a pebble or something in there. So I head over to this little local urgent care that we have in Channel Islands, on Port Hueneme. And the doc's there, and he says, what happened? I said, well, here's what happened. And I explain the whole thing. He looks at me, he says, okay, lay down on your back, get your pants off. No, he didn't say that. I'm just joking. He says, lay on your back. He shuts off the lights, and he has kind of like an infrared thing that I guess turns my eye green. He says to me, I'd really like to have this at Halloween. It's fantastic. It makes your eye look green. Right, great. He looked at my eyeball. He says, you're okay. There's no injury. What happens, what you're feeling? I said, what am I feeling when I'm... And by the way, I told him, I said, it's gotten better as I've been just sitting here waiting for you. In other words, I don't feel the like the pebble in the eye sensation. He goes, what that was, and I think I'm getting the word right. If I didn't get it right, I didn't get it right. But he said, you have something covering your eye called a conjunctiva. We've all heard of conjunctivitis. This is conjunctiva, which is some kind of a membrane or some kind of a covering of the eyeball that when it gets hit or suffers any sort of a trauma, it begins to kind of bump up in the area where it got hit. And that's what I was feeling. It was these little bumps of this conjunctiva. It was brushing my eyelid as I was, you know, batting my eyes. And basically, it goes there to protect the eyeball. And then the swelling goes down. And I said, you know, it's actually way better since I got here. He goes, just go home and put some ice on it. This is what I did. And now, today, I was talking on FaceTime with Jackie. She said, I can see you got a bruise on your eyeball. So when I go to camera tomorrow on the Tuesday night show, I guess you'll see it. Pretty freaky, huh? There's nothing scarier in this fucking world, man, than hitting your eye. And it didn't feel good. You know, it feels like I hit my fucking eye and it's not exactly. What the hell's with the... Why is this not opening? Why is the internet not opening? Oh, there it is, finally. Jesus Christ. Retrieve pages? I don't give a shit. Yeah, okay, restore. We had a power outage over the weekend. We had, I don't know if you heard the news, if you live in Southern California. We had a bitch of a fucking rainstorm New Year's Eve. And we also had high winds. So it pretty much just pissed all over any New Year's Eve fireworks celebrations. And I got to be honest with you, it didn't bother me in the least because those goddamn things bother the animals. And they freak out, man, when they're hearing that shit. Okay, what's the story here, man? There we go. So I was cool with that, but they pissed all over the any potential fireworks. Any outdoor New Year's Eve celebrations were done. Nothing happened in L.A., not in the L.A. area, because the rain was coming down like a motherfucker, I'm telling you, and wind. That's got to be the first New Year's Eve I remember being really that bad. However, one thing that has been consistent of all New Year's days ever since I was a kid, fucking beautiful sunshine, bright sunshine. My old man used to say, God damn it, because they put the Rose Parade on TV. My old man would say, God damn it, that means there's another 5,000 fucking Grapes of Wrath stories coming out here. And of course, I didn't say to him, Dad, weren't you one of those? which I should have. All right, so we're into a new year, baby. This is 2023, which means we'll be heading back to the year of 2022 early on. Oh, man. I was talking to Jackie on the phone today. So the last year we were going to the Panther game, and she got COVID. She got COVID at a motherfucking Panther game. Why? Because we didn't have any fucking masks on. She didn't get it bad. She got about 3 days because she was vaxxed. I was around her for all three of those days. I was around her, rather, when she got exposed, and I was around her for the next 2 days before I left for California, and I didn't get it. And I took the antigen test, and I wasn't positive. She was. So you tell me, man. Nonetheless, I'm glad I'm vaxxed. I'm glad that I got the vaccine. You know, that's just me. I'm old school. You know, they say, hey, here's a vaccine you need today. I take the motherfucker. Otherwise, just stop going to see doctors. You know, why believe them?
Well, they cure me.
Well, all right, then stands the reason. Anyway, here we go, man, archives. Yeah, so anytime you get kind of a bump on your fucking, on your head, man, it's like, or your eye, I should say, when you get a bump in your eye, you worry, man. You take a look at that and go, okay, when I got in the car and I looked at my eye, I was sure there was something wrong. There had to be. And I was just not really, I was prepared for anything, but I wasn't digging on the whole, you know. Margaret and Bobby debate over chicken bones. Here it is. Some of the panel members were nude voluntarily. It was funky. On today's show, Tim Dofka's kid brother, Ray Dofka, is interviewed. Some of the panel members were nude. This will be good. This will be good. Oh, this is a goddamn... I'm still in Florida for this one. Let me hear it. I think I'm still in Florida.
Hey, guys, welcome to today's show. It's going to be an additional encore show because guess what? We're taking another vacation day. That's just kind of how I feel. That's the
Yeah, well, that's me. That's and, Phil for you. Probably because I know why I got in late from Florida. I probably flew in. In fact, I know I did. And probably got in late and just didn't have time, man. Here, Ted Bell is live in a dog costume in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Perfect. This ought
to
be good.
Welcome to our video audience. It was a great thing that John...
What the fuck is this, man? This is Thursday, man. Why is that not... Why is that an encore show? Is it the whole goddamn week is an encore show?
You gotta I just have a feeling that we're going to really get some business at...
Dog. He's a beautiful, beautiful guy. I love him. I hang out with him. I take him on walks. I spend a lot of time with Kirby. He's 18. He's...
Oh, yeah. So I'm just back from Florida. This All is right. a Thursday show. So why is it an encore?
Friday the 8th. Phil interviews Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills about...
All right, fuck it, man. If that's the way it's going to be, Bob Green, special guest, rival grocer Yak Bannerman. Now this, is this a live show? Let me see. Yak Bannerman. Can't beat that.
Their money's worth. There we are. Now, welcome to our pre-show here, video-wise. Hi, I'm Phil. The shirt that I'm wearing, by the way, this is
or comment on what I'm saying.
This whole week is fucking...
And additionally, if there's anything that...
Whole week is encore shows, man. Bullshit. Friday. Let me go to the next week, the 8th. All right. Brian? What the fuck? What was going on that I only have... It starts on a Wednesday. What in the fuck is this? What was going on here, man? Let me see, man. This is just not... This isn't adding up. Here is... Carl Misla and Dr. Ralph Pono. What the fuck does that mean?
Hello, our interrupts intercede. And essentially, you're saying that Ralph Pono did he get fired? How did he leave Jacksonville State?
I think he got fired, and I think he.
You know, that's okay. Cool, I can dig it. All right, man. Download the full show. Freelance journalist Carl Misla remembers Dr. Ralph Pono as his college professor and a real degenerate. Dr. Ralph Pono. I don't remember doing this shit at all. Half this stuff I don't goddamn remember. For love or money. Honest to Christ. I tweeted this thing today. I saw a D.B. Cooper movie. It's a D.B. Cooper. It was a D.B. Cooper documentary. And I just tweeted, not another effing D.B. Cooper documentary. Holy God, how many more? Look what you just did, Henry. You fucked up, you dumbass. How many more D.B. Cooper documentaries do we have to see? You dig? You know? I get it already. Phil, what are you doing, man? I get it already about D.B. damn Cooper. What I don't get is why do we have to see so many documentaries about the guy? Carl Misla, it's January 2022. Real Phil Henry. You know? You know? Why so many fucking documentaries about D.B. goddamn Cooper? He's a cat if you don't know who he is, and by now I think everybody on the planet Earth should know who D.B. Cooper is. He hijacked a plane back in 1971 by basically having them go to a certain elevation, and then he opened up the back of the plane and jumped out in a parachute with, I don't know, $500,000. He said, I want a bag of $500,000, whatever the hell it was, bring it on the plane, everybody get off, the crew take off, fly at this altitude, over this terrain, close the door to the cockpit. I don't want anybody coming out. He had a gun. He opened the, whatever you open up, and I'm imagining the man had some flight experience, and then jumped out, assuming he had a parachute. Nobody knows what happened to him. They did find some of the money that was kind of embedded in a fucking riverbank someplace, which doesn't bode well for whatever happened to D.B. Cooper. It's possible that some of the money came loose as he was falling to the, you know, as he was sailing to the ground. I don't know. But they never did find a body. I think, personally, what he was parachuting into was very heavily timbered. I think his ass came down on top of one of those big trees. And I think he probably got impaled up on top of one of these trees. These trees are gigantic, as you know. Old growth trees. You wouldn't find a motherfucker up there for years. Who's got, which tree do you be in? How do you find a guy like that? I guess you can do an aerial look. All right, so I'm doing something here, man. I know what it is. I got to find out what our classic show is. Okay. January 2002. Okay, January 2002. Let me see. Did we already download this thing? D.B. Cooper is my name, right? And I'm telling you right now. Oh, man. Yeah, Everton, man, they tied up Man City. That's, if you follow the Premier League, it was quite a feat. Yeah, there was a kind of a lucky goal. I mean, Damari Gray just shot this goddamn thing from the top of the box, and it just like a rifle shot, it went in. But, hey, you know what? They all count, man. You know what I'm saying, man? They all count, Jack. January 2nd, 2002. Let's see what we got here. There it is, January 2nd. Ted Bell joins Phil to discuss performance cars. Ted talks about his Jaguar Van Damme Bloss that his nephew got in and farted. That's a good show. Bobby and Steve are... This is a good one, man. His nephew farted in his fucking Jag. All right, so... January 2002... Okay, so I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying, baby? You dig what I'm putting down? Okay, man. All right. Here we go.